let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's called the only window cleaning book you will ever need. Clean Windows Forever. Where there's a window, there's a way. From David Olbink. David shares 25 years of window cleaning knowledge and experience, packed with priceless secrets, tricks, and money-saving tips. His book will help you hire professionals, clean windows on your own like a pro, or a combination of both approaches to guide you to a lifetime of enjoying clean windows. David Olbink, author of Clean Windows Forever, and that four is the number four. Where there's a window, there's a way. David joining us on This Week in America. David, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hi, Rick and everyone. Nice to be here. Thank you.
It is great to have you here. I'm looking at the window in the studio. I'm going to need the book and to follow the instructions on there so we can clean up the window in the office. The obvious questions, and I sense your passion for what you do. When did you decide and how did you decide to embrace a career in window cleaning? How did this all begin for you?
Well, fresh out of college, I just kind of stumbled up on it. I was living with my older brother who had an opportunity to start his own business. And when he did, he needed help. So I took a chance and went down there and to see what it was about. And it was one of those things that the more I got into it, the more I learned and the more I liked it. So I just stayed with it. And it just grew and blossomed from there.
So your brother was basically what, your mentor in getting this business started?
Yes, actually both of my older brothers were, but my oldest brother in particular is really the one who took me in and taught me the trade and got me started and really had the vision that I could start one on my own, which eventually I did and I'm currently doing now.
And been doing it for years, and when did you decide, what was the inspiration to write the book? You've been doing this for people and businesses for a number of years. When did you decide to write the book?
Well, after about, I would say 20 years. It takes some time to get the knowledge and the experience, and it just was in my head, and enough people had asked me questions, and there was so much confusion about it, and I thought for clarity to help people every day, let's just get to the facts and help people out. And that's what I did. I started down in my basement in the winter and it just kind of grew from there.
You know, it's interesting because with 25 years experience, we see everybody giving their little opinion to the neighbor on this is what I do in my windows. And you're right, there's so much conflicting information out there. You address a lot of the myths in your book, and we'll talk about those on the program. And the book is Clean Windows Forever. That's the number four, where there's a window, there's a way. The author, our guest, David Olbink, and that's O-B-B-I-N-K. Book is available at Amazon. You can link on directly to David's Amazon link by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I mentioned in the introduction, you basically cover everything. If we want to hire professionals, you tell us how to do that. If you want to do it yourself, and there are people that like to do a combination. Talk about the three different approaches to cleaning windows.
Yes, we cover everybody. Whether you don't want to lift a finger and you just want to look through your favorite picture window all day, or whether you want to are inspired and want to clean windows on your own at your home or your office or your cabin. And most people find that a combination is a great approach, usually to hire professionals to do the outside, and then they usually take care of it or the cleaning person in their life.
Talk about hiring a professional. How do we go about doing that and making sure that we have a person that's going to actually do the job better than we can?
Well, in the book, we talk about sources that shine. And that's the best way to find the iconic window cleaner wherever you live.
With us on the program, David Olbink, author of the book Clean Windows Forever, where there's a window, there's a way. You talk about when you're hiring somebody, this tug of war between the company and the client. Talk about that and why that's important and how maybe we can get over that.
Yes, well, usually I've learned that price is a big determination in the final decision-making process. So we talk about that and options to get the most bang for your buck, and some secrets and some insight knowledge from myself because I've owned my own business. So it gives people out there an idea how window cleaning companies think and how they operate, what their minimum price is, etc.
In the book, you will find professional secrets. This is like sitting down with David for lunch and throwing out your questions and having David give you the answers so you can be like a professional in cleaning your windows. Talk about the DIY approach. You address that a lot in the book. Talk about the best system, and then we'll get into some of the various techniques that people can use and some of the myths that are out there.
Yes, well, the biggest myth surrounding window cleaning is what you use.
Yes.
So we talk about that, and I do reveal what I use. From there, DIY involves people doing it on their own. I've outlined a 6-step cleaning method process. It's really simple to pick up and do. In fact, 2 of the steps are just simply wetting the window down. But we also highlight what tools you need and sort through the cloud of confusion surrounding what to actually use.
Do we make it more complicated than it needs to be? And I say that you go in a store, you've got, okay, this looks like this could work. And then you've got 73 other products that do basically the same thing. So you're wondering, what do I do? You look for the instruments, the tools I'm going to use in cleaning windows. And you've got a whole number of those staring you in the face as you're looking. Do we sometimes overcomplicate cleaning windows?
Most certainly. And it's easy to understand. A lot of people are led astray by the solution that you add into your water. So we talk in detail about that and clarify that for the everyday homeowner.
Why is it that so many people really don't like cleaning windows? You like cleaning windows so much, you decided to make this your life's occupation.
Yes, you know, the first window you clean will be the hardest. Once you pick up the scrubber and the 4 S's that we talk about for success in do-it-yourself, it will be a breeze and you will perform leaps and bounds above any previous attempts.
Now, in the book, Clean Windows Forever, where there's a window, there's a way, you've got a bonus chapter in there as well. Talk about that, because that alone is worth the price of admission. That gives us so many tips that we can do that will assist us in cleaning our windows.
Yes, everything from how to hang something on your glass, a secret there. We have a tip on how to spruce up and clean up your shed with a power washing section using the same tools. And lots of other good stuff in there to help you every day conquer the task of window cleaning.
You mentioned the power cleaning. Some people will say, I've got the hose, I've got the outdoor windows, that's a perfect combination. And you say in your book, not so fast.
Correct. Yeah. Well, the main reason is because using a hose isn't the most efficient way to clean your window, contrary to belief or what you've seen or heard. So we talk about that and we outline how easy this system is. Once you get set up, you will be good to go. And hard water is present in between 80 and 90% of U.S. homes. And I've also personally witnessed it stains and does damage to the sash and the siding and even plants and vegetation.
So what seems like a simple solution can actually create more problems than it's worth. And you'll find all of that in David's book, Clean Windows Forever. That 4 is the number 4. Where there's a window, there's a way. David Obink, O-B-B-I-N-K, is the author. The book's available at Amazon. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You even suggest cleaning windows could be like a family bonding experience. Talk about getting kids involved in this. And did you get involved as a kid in cleaning windows?
I was never involved as a kid. Once I got started with my brother, that's when I really first started thinking about it. With that said, when I'm on the job, Children are enamored with it. They can't stop staring. They're interested and they want to get in there and try it themselves. And I've implemented a system where parents can have their children help them clean the house and earn their allowance. And the best part is they'll have this cleaning skill with them for when they grow up and move into their own house and can pass it on for generations to come.
A whole generation of people that are obsessed with clean windows and understand the benefits of clean windows you're raising. You cover all of the different steps, the angles in the book, Clean Windows Forever. And you've got a 6-step cleaning method in there. Just basically tell us a little bit about this and 6 very simple steps to do. It's not that complicated, is it, if you know what you're doing?
It isn't. In fact, like I said before, 2 of the steps are simply wetting the window down. That's the first step. The second step is preparing it, the glass. The third step is re-wetting the window. The fourth step is squeegeeing off the water in solution. The fifth step is trimming what water was left behind. And the final step is just taking a look at the window to correct your mistakes. And we talk all about that in detail. And I can assure you that you can just pick this up and use it instantly.
The book is easy to read. It's fun to read. Part of that, the artwork and the illustrations. Who did the artwork and illustrations for the book?
Well, I was lucky enough to have our niece, Lindsay French, do the artwork and the illustrations. Her address we have in the book. If you'd like her artwork or her what she does, you can contact her. And we were very lucky to have her. I think she added color to the black and white print very nicely.
David Obink, our guest on the program, author of the book Clean Windows Forever. Where there's a window, there's a way. In the book, you talk about whenever, wherever, and forever. Explain that concept.
Yes. Well, with the 3 approaches we've talked about, with hiring professionals, doing it yourself, or a combination of both, you will accomplish and enjoy clean windows whenever you want, wherever you want, and forever.
David Obink with us on the program. I love the front color cover. Talk about that. Exactly what am I seeing there? This is fascinating. It captures your eye when you look at the book cover.
Yes, that's terrific. Likewise, it's inspired from a old cover on a professional window cleaning that I saw when I first started back in the mid-90s. And it was a gentleman who was just getting prepared to clean a pyramid of glass. So that's really what the concept is. And if you see there, it's like a person looking at this huge task of how am I going to do this? That's really what it is. But for the average person and the homeowner out there, you can do this.
He needs like a copy of your book in his back pocket. That way he wouldn't be looking at it with so much trepidation, like, oh no, how am I going to go about this project? Being a professional window cleaner, you've done this for over 25 years. What's the most enjoyable aspect? Why is this so much fun for you?
Well, I think it's every day is different. Traveling around, meeting people, seeing the rural landscapes, and most of all, enjoying the looks on the faces of people for work that was well received. That's really what keeps me going and interested in meeting new clients and helping them live a more enjoyable life.
With all the years in the experience you've had, you still have your dreams. You've got several that are interesting. Talk about the dreams that you have.
Well, eventually, at some point, I would love to volunteer and squeegee my way from coast to coast, helping communities that need it the most. Whether it's the elderly or war veterans or disaster relief, I'm sure there's windows out there, and we know that where there's a window, there's a way.
Yeah, and you'll find that way in David's book, Clean Windows Forever, also has some dreams about what a late night talk show and being on there as a guest.
I did. I was woke up in the middle of the night, and somehow in my dream, I was blindfolded in a contest on a late night talk show, one-on-one against the host. And there we were. He was cleaning a window the old conventional way with sprays and towels, and I came out there and the crowd directed me to where the window was, and I just cleaned it up lickety split and actually won the trial. And of course then I had to wake up.
Yeah, that always happens. You get a good thing going and then suddenly it's over with and you're faced with reality the next day. David Obenk, on our program, a couple minutes left. We've got a couple minutes. Is that time for you to do a little demo? Can you do a quick demonstration of cleaning for us?
Yeah, most certainly. What I have behind me here is a true divided light window in four small panes. And just by luck, my 8-inch squeegee is a perfect fit. So you'll be able to see how quick and easy you can clean this. All six steps will be done in just a flash, and I'll do it right now for you.
Now, this will be on the YouTube version of the show. So if you go to YouTube and look up This Week in America channel, or if you go to our website and look at the videos, you will find these. And David is at work now. This is one of those ones. You mentioned four panes, and each one is a pane. For a homeowner, we're looking at that going, oh, geez, we've got little spaces to work. You're working on panel three now. And you're back away from the screen, but is it really that simple?
It is. But when it isn't a perfect eight, that's what we talk about in the book. Because more times than not, windows aren't exactly perfectly designed to fit the squeegee perfect. So we talk about all those things on how to approach, what to do when there's dry glass left, and how to clean a window efficiently.
You know, and you used all of the six steps. So I encourage you to go look at the video and see exactly what David did. It was very quick, and it's sparkling in the back of the picture now. There are those people that say, look, it rained last week, it's going to rain tomorrow. I just keep putting this off. Eventually it's going to get rained on again. Why should people care about cleaning windows?
Well, I urge people in question to take the rain gauge test that we talk about in the book. That's where you clean one window next to another that's uncleaned and do it right before a rainstorm. That way, after it rains, you can look at it and be the judge for yourself.
You won't wait for the next rainstorm to come once you see graphically in front of you the dramatic difference. This book, and I'll mention again the information here in a second where you can get it. Are you working on a follow-up to this?
Well, I am. It's actually more about the experiences and trials and tribulations I've had over 25 years. It's a much more interesting read, I would say, once it's completed. More colorful with stories and a lot of things that I think people can find enjoyable and laughable.
In the upper Midwest, come wintertime, cleaning windows has to be a challenge, and I'm looking forward to hearing some of the war stories in the next book. Our guest is David Obenk. That's O-B-B-I-N-K. The book is Clean Windows Forever. That's the number four. Where there's a window, there's a way. Book's available at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to David's Amazon page, get information, and order the book there as well. David, it's been fun. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. Good luck on the next book. We'd love to have you back to talk about it. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much, Rick, and take care, everyone. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. David Obenk, our guest. His book, Clean Windows Forever, Where There's a Window, There's a Way. You'll find it at Amazon. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.